Hello. Did you leave this in my door?
Yeah.
Okay, you can have that back.
Oh.
Yeah. So you're with the Jehovah's Witnesses?
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of hope? I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm. So are we.
What kind of hope can you present to me?
Well, that's what this is all about. That's why it says, how can you survive the end of the world?
And how can I survive the end of the world according to your beliefs?
Well, because of the fact, it's not just my belief, it's in the Bible, where it talks about a day of Jehovah, which means that it's going to be things that are happening now in this world. I'm looking at, you have a cross on, so it shows that you have some religious background, right?
I'm a Christian.
So it means that you believe in Jesus.
He is God in the flesh, the only begotten Son of God, fully God and fully man and without sin.
Yes, he is the only begotten Son. So he
fully
is
fully God and fully man and without sin.
He has come down here to die for us.
Why?
See,
why
our sins.
And what is sin?
What is sin?
Uh-huh.
Sin is doing anything against what God's law is.
Okay. And the punishment for sin?
Death. If you don't coincide with what the law of Jehovah is.
And his law is?
To do his commandments, to follow his commandments.
Such as?
Well, I mean, we know the Mosaic law,
mm-hmm.
which consisted of 10 commandments,
right.
In which after, you know, Jesus was here, there were only two, love your neighbor as you love yourself, and love God with your whole soul, mind.
Well, that's not what Jesus said.
Well, he did say that in Matthew.
He did say that the greatest of the commandments were to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as
exactly.
ourselves. But he also said that not one stroke of the law would
Well, wouldn't you
would
say
perish.
That would be an umbrella coverage?
Sure.
Because if you loved your neighbor like you love yourself, you're
We wouldn't
not
lie
murder.
To our neighbor. We wouldn't steal.
Exactly. You know.
So is keeping the law part of our salvation?
Yes, it is.
In what respect?
Well, because if you're going to keep the law, are you a parent?
Yeah, three children.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Well, if your children do what you tell them to do, are you going to punish them?
No.
Okay, but you do reward them and show love towards them, don't you?
Well, punishment is a form of love as well.
Well, that's true too.
You know, the Bible says that God disciplines his children.
Yes, he does. But now, if he does not, if your children don't do what you want them to do, are you also going to reward them?
No.
Well, that's the same way it is with Jehovah God, because he doesn't want us to do bad things. This is why he sent his son down here, so that we would be able to have another chance, because our original parents, Adam and Eve, they lost that for us.
So have you been able to keep the law then as part of your salvation?
I try to do as best as I can because I'm still imperfect.
Okay.
Okay, I still...
So then you've been unable to keep the law.
Just because Jesus came down and died on the torture stake for us doesn't mean that we're sinless. We're still sinning. We were born into it. There's
so then by keeping the law, we can't keep the law.
We can't keep the law, but we're still sinners. But
okay,
we keep
well,
the law.
That's a contradiction.
Well, you know...
Because if we lie,
I tell you what,
we've broken the law,
right? If
you
wanted to find out more about this, you could actually come to this.
Oh, I'd rather talk to you. You're here at my door.
Well, I mean, you could get a better aspect of it. You know, we don't want to spend a lot of time because we have
right.
limited time to get these out. You
know, so have you ever told a lie?
You've never told
a lie. No, have you ever told a lie?
Oh, yeah.
So if we lie, by definition, what does that make us?
Sinners.
Well, more specifically, if I lied to you, you wouldn't call me a sinner, you'd call me a liar. Liars
but,
lie.
But God
right?
doesn't like liars. That's what happens.
That's right. All liars will have their part in the lake of fire, is
well,
what the
I don't
word
know
God
about
says.
The lake of fire.
Well, that's what Revelation 21:8 says.
But, you know, that also speaks about fire being total destruction, not actually a literal fire. Jesus speaks of that in a many, many, many times in the Bible.
Yes, he talks more about hell than he does
you know,
about heaven.
Well,
he
says,
doesn't talk about annihilation, he talks about
once
hell.
Once something is burned, is it going to come back?
No, it's dead, but it doesn't disappear. It's still there.
Well, it does disappear, because if you were to burn up that rug, is it going to come back?
No, those who are cast in the lake of fire will be there forever, for all eternity.
Yeah, so they're not coming back. So that means total destruction.
Have you ever stolen anything?
No.
No matter how small.
I'm not a thief.
No matter how small.
No.
Download music, an answer on a test when
download
you're a little girl.
Music.
Download music and not pay for it, a stick of gum, no. borrowed something and not replace it, even when you were a child?
No.
No? Have you ever taken God's name in vain?
No.
Not once in your life?
No.
Never shouted OMG?
I wasn't raised like
or,
that.
Okay. Have you ever wanted something that doesn't belong to you?
No.
Never once?
No.
Did you perfectly obey your parents all your life?
No.
Okay, so you dishonored your parents.
I didn't dishonor them.
Well, disobeying your parents is dishonoring them.
Well,
you've told lies.
I really would like to spend more time with you, but
actually,
like I
you
said,
don't.
We do.
If
no,
you did,
no,
you would.
I would.
If you would.
But we have to get these out to our neighbors. And
well,
I can't spend a lot of time. We've been told not to spend a lot of time with you, but I can come back. If you like.
Oh, you can come back anytime you want.
All right.
You can come back anytime you want.
What is your name?
My name's Tony.
Okay, Tony.
Yeah, you're welcome
to come
back.
You're
but I want you to understand, though, that you and I worship different gods.
Well, there's only one God.
There is only one God. That's correct.
Maybe you worship him in a different way.
No, not at all. No. There's only one God who's revealed himself in Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And God the Father sent his Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, fully God and fully man and without sin. Unlike you and me, he never once violated the law of God. He was perfect in every respect.
Mm-hmm.
And about 30 to 33 years into that earthly existence, he voluntarily went to the cross, suffered and died a horrible bloody death on that cross to take upon himself the punishment you and I rightly deserve for violating God's law. And then 3 days later, he rose from the dead and he forever defeated sin and death. He's alive today and he's going to return at a time of the Father's choosing.
Okay.
He's not Michael the Archangel. He's God. He
you
is Almighty God.
We'll be back. Okay?
Okay. Well, just understand, though, that it won't be a debate over doctrine. Every time you come to my door, I'm going to share with you the gospel, because the God you believe in is a false God. It's idolatry.
Well.
And I don't want you to suffer and die for your sin.
Well,
I would love for you to come to repentance and faith in Jesus Christ.
You have every right to believe what you believe.
Well, it doesn't matter what I believe.
We have every right to believe.
It doesn't matter what we believe. What matters is whether or not what we believe is true.
Well, you know something? It's been nice talking to you.
You ladies have a nice day.
You too.
And I hope you'll repent and come to faith in Christ.
Okay.
Please, repent and believe the gospel while he's giving you time, ladies. Because your own works righteousness will not save you. The Bible says it's by grace we're saved through faith. And that not of ourselves, it's a gift from God, not as a result of work, so that no one can boast.
You know what?
There's nothing we can do to save ourselves.
I think that you're right about that. The only way we can save ourselves, though, is to obey God's commandments.
No. Keeping
the
law.
Says that faith without works
is dead.
Yeah, do you know what that means?
Yeah, we do.
No, you're mishandling the word of God. That's not what it means. What it means is that if we are saved, if we've received the free gift of eternal life, we will want to do good works because it pleases our Father. Our works, according to Isaiah, are but filthy rags to a holy and righteous God. We can't work our way into heaven. That's like bribing a judge. And it's a more serious crime than the crime itself. You can't work your way into heaven.
You should look at what Jesus did. Jesus did the same preaching work that we're doing.
No, not at all, because he preached the true gospel, to repent and believe the gospel. He didn't call himself Michael the Archangel. He said, I and the Father are one. Ladies, please repent and believe the gospel while he's giving you time. And please stop passing out your lies to the people in my community.